Yeah, but I'm talking about the kind that you were talking about before, that they didn't know who their parents were, you know, and all that, and they never had the education that we had. Yeah, but I don't know. I sort of believe that education is a key to all this, you know.
Well, I think so too. I think the Negroes are better educated now. But I just heard somebody was telling me this morning about a Negro boy down here, down the railroad, that gets on Mr. Stone's bus.
Jumped all over him.
And one little white boy had knocked a little Negro girl down in the middle. I don't know whether he intended to do it or whether it was accident or whether it was just meanness, I don't know which, but this nigger boy came in and he took up for the little nigger girl that had been knocked down.
Which was all right.
Well, that nigger boy is, his daddy makes good money and his mother works at one of the schools, I think, cook at one of the schools or at the hospital somewhere. And they make good money. And when he comes in, he takes up for the little girl, and the truck driver tried to get them quiet and said that when they got somewhere and the little girl got off, I don't know whether it was a Negro boy or whether it was a white boy that tried to pick a fight with her. But that Negro boy was taking up for that little Negro girl, and they're going to take up for each other.
Well, wouldn't you take up for someone?
Well,
that's right.
You would if you came along and you were in the middle of a whole bunch of Chinese people and you saw one white guy getting beat up on, you'd go over to him.
That's right.
But what
happened was that the color boy jumped on the bus driver.
Yeah.
After.
Was he the one
that went back out after the little boy knocked the colored girl down, and he jumped on the bus driver, and the bus driver he weighs 250 pounds, is about 6'4". He could have busted his head if he wanted to, but he's a good man, and he didn't do anything in the world. He just hit him off a short distance.
Was a little boy that jumped at the bus driver about 10 years old?
No, he's grown. He's in high school.
Player up here.
He's a football player.
He was going to show all of them. And he just picked them up and held them all over the place. And finally, the kid and the principal picked them up and carried them in there.
Well, it's a real big problem, you know.
It is.
Because you take, a lot of people figure, well, I'm going to make them change their minds. And people don't change their minds by being angry. They only change their minds.
Here's what gets me. Now, I want you to understand me real good now. I don't want you to misunderstand me now. You look right straight in the eye.
I won't look at that story.
You were born and raised in Connecticut. Well, we were born and raised with the Negroes down here. All right. If you born and raised with somebody else, you know them a little bit better than somebody else does, don't you?
But there's plenty of Negroes where I'm from.
Listen, they wasn't just a few years ago.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? The town that I live in, there's a Negro family that came over in 1700.
Where do you live?
In Connecticut.
You know who brought them over there? Mr. Vanderbilt? Mr. Roosevelt Clinton?
I don't know who,
and
you know.
That's where they made their money. Every one of them made their money hauling slaves over.
Some of them were horse thieves,
sold them to us poor suckers down here, and we bought them. We made millionaires out of them. They built railroads across the country and everything else, you know. And we made them rich. And then we had a nice thing going down here, a paradise down here. They want to come down here, break up our paradise. They had started World War, a Civil War.